Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
can be. That's what it says.
Let me dream your glory burn.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. I will give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Gloria Masanderia, Korea Sunday. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. We praise you, O God. We reference your name. Your name is above every name in the heavens and earth. Father, you are our creator. You are the Alpha, the Maker, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. Father, we bless you this morning. Every day we say thank you. Every minute we say thank you. Every hour we say thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I came here just to say thank you, Lord. Three words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I am grateful to you. So, Father, this morning we pray, let your glorious rain fall upon us this morning. Let your glorious rain fall upon each and every individual this morning. Let your glorious rain fall upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Father, let us walk in your glorious blessings. Father, from your glorious mercy, let us abide in your grace. Father, let your fire fall on us. Let your glory surround us. Let your spirit lead us and guide us as we worship you in truth. Refresh us in your presence. Renew our minds. Transform our ways as we walk with you, as we worship you in truth. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And no man can come to you, Lord, without Jesus. So we thank you for your glorious mercy. We thank you, Lord, that we abide in your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the refreshing. We thank you, Lord, for renewing our minds. We surrender our lives to you. Transform our ways. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, we welcome you once again in our midst. Holy Spirit, we praise you. We adore you, Holy Ghost. We ask you to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, depending on you. We need you every second. We need you every hour. We need you. We need you. We need you every minute. Holy Spirit, we cannot make it without you. Holy Spirit, you are our strength. We need you. We bless you. Thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We surrender this service to you. Abba, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we pray for mercy for our children, for our spouses, our grandchildren, those that are connected to us. We pray for mercy for each and every one of us this morning, those that are right here this morning, O God. Let your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy fall on us. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your loving kindness. Oh, Father, let us worship you in spirit and in truth. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. O God, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Let the blood never lose its power. It will never, it will never, it will never, never lose its power. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We soak everything that concerns this service in the blood of Jesus. O God, the blood, the blood, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We cover this day in the blood of Jesus. We cover this minute, this time in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses, our children, our transportation, blood of Jesus. Our ministries in the blood of Jesus. Our churches as we go to church, as we are wherever we are working, we cover with the blood. Cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. And the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, our children, grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. We pray, Lord, that you send your holy angels to assist us. You send your holy angels to minister to us. You send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that the holy angels, your holy angels will guide us, your holy angels will direct us, your holy angels will lead us into all truth, oh God, the holy angels. We thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. Hallelujah. The fresh anointing. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. The fresh oil, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the refreshing and the Holy Spirit. Father God, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Let our mind be focused on what thus saith the Lord this morning. Not only, oh, Father God, let us be attentive to hear what you're saying to us this morning. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. We adore you. So, Father, we pray, let the words of our mouth, let the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Father, I decrease and you increase. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire fall on us. Renew our minds. Renew our thoughts. Have your way, O God. Let your word come forth. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for manifestation of this word in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, good morning. I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm so sorry we had problems with the computer this morning trying to get on. And so that's why I had to text you all to come in at 5:30. But we praise God, you know. You don't get discouraged. We just got to keep on. Amen. Because the enemy will want us to be discouraged. Oh, I'm not on the prayer line this morning. No, 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 no. God, we cannot be discouraged. Even if there's no one here, I will still do it because I know I have an appointment with God. I know the angels are here. The holy angels are recording this service. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So it's not about how many is here, who's not here. It's about being obedient to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And numbers, but God look at the heart of obedience. So when God tells you to do something, don't look at the crowd. Look unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we bless God for your patience. For being here this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray that you are not asleep. You will get up and be attentive to what God is speaking. That is the first day of this week. And this word will help you go through the rest of the week. Not only you through, help me, help my children go through the rest of the week. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let us get into the word. We're going to do Genesis 28, starting from verse 10, but I want us to see, before we get to verse 10, I want us to know and to see what God is saying. Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
To know what precedes those verses before we just get into it. So the scripture starts from Genesis 28. Starting from verse 10. But I'm going to go to 27 and just give you a brief outline. This is in Genesis 27, if you all can recall, it's the time when Isaac blesses Jacob. Remember when Jacob stole his, pretended to be Esau, Rebecca told her son Jacob to do these things that Isaac was about, was frail, and she knew that Isaac was about to bless Esau. So I want you to see that let's read in Genesis 28, starting from verse 5. Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son. Okay, let's start from verse 2. Isaac said, I am now an old man. Isaac is the son of Abraham, if you can recall. Isaac is saying, now I am an old man and I don't know the day of my death. Now then get your equipment, your quiver and your bow and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of things that fool our life and bring it to me to eat so that I might give you my blessing before I die. Now Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. You got to be careful with eavesdroppers. Eavesdroppers. Be careful with eavesdroppers. I hear the Spirit of the Lord to be careful with eavesdroppers. The eavesdroppers might come and be listening and take what God has for you. I try to manipulate God's plans, but we come against every satanic eavesdroppers in our life because we know God don't need to eavesdrop. His angels do need to eavesdrop. God is an all-knowing God. He knows our thoughts. He knows our words. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, be careful with eavesdroppers. When you're on the telephone in your house, hallelujah, there's some eavesdroppers around there. Be careful with eavesdroppers when you're in your job and you're talking to your boss. There's an eavesdropper, hallelujah, that's listening, trying to manipulate. Careful with eavesdroppers that listen to everything you say and then manipulate it. Be careful, they can mess with your destiny. Eavesdroppers. And what? Let me tell you something about eavesdroppers. They can change the whole trajectory of your destiny. You know what they do? They listen, and if they're eavesdropping and they hear a conversation, they don't hear it clearly. And so they bear false witness. If they don't hear that conversation clearly, or if they don't have an understanding of what you're saying, they bear false witness against, and they just carry false rumors against you. Eavesdroppers, when you're speaking with your spouse or your husband, and maybe, or your wife, they might hear one or two things, and I'm going to twist it around. I don't know why God just stopped me to tell you all, be careful. You hear me out. If God is telling us to be careful with eavesdroppers, eavesdroppers do not have understanding. They are agents. What I mean, the agents, because Satan uses eavesdroppers to spread rumors, to spread lies, to manipulate what God is saying and doing in our lives, eavesdroppers. Can you imagine? The eavesdropper was Esau's own mother, Rebecca, because she preferred her son, Jacob, to Esau. Although God has said that Jacob was the one who would be blessed with carrying the nation, so she could have waited because all things worked together. God had a plan, and she decided to manipulate the plan of God. Eavesdroppers, be careful. Be careful. So the Bible says, now Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke to his son. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebecca said to herself, look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, bring me some game and prepare some tasty food to eat so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die. This is what Isaac was saying to Esau, and Rebecca is repeating it and telling her son. Now she says she comes up with a plan, and this is Esau's own mother. Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock. Bring me two choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Of course, she's the wife of Isaac. She knows how to fix that food for Isaac more than even Esau knows. She knows what he likes. And so she's gotten her son, her other son, and she taught him to do, get the food and fix it. And of course, as the story goes, Jacob pretends to be Esau, and he is blessed by his father, Isaac. And that's a first fruit blessing that cannot be reversed. You know, there's times many people's destinies have been manipulated. And sometimes it's manipulated by household enemies. We have to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Can a mother have a set of twins? Both of them came from her stomach. And she have one playing against the other because she wants to play God. If God said that Jacob will be the one that will carry the blessing, she don't have to manipulate because God has a plan. When God has spoken promises over your life, over your children's life, don't even try to manipulate it. Just pray, and God will surely bring it to pass. Hallelujah. You know, there's so many destinies that have been stolen. Do something great. You can't touch what God has blessed. And even if a blessing is supposed to come to you, and instead of you waiting for it and you manipulate it, you and try to make it happen. Instead of, you remember Sarah, she's trying to make it happen by letting Abraham sleep with Hagar. It causes a lot of confusion. Wait on the Lord. He will do it. He will do it. God's ways and his timings are different. Hallelujah. And don't try to force it. Don't try to let it come before it's time. Because it will bring disaster and it will take a longer time for the promise is spoken over your life to be fulfilled if you do a lot of manipulation and you pay the penalty of manipulation, even though it was supposed to come to you and you manipulated and it came to you earlier. Guess what? You will pay that price. If you read this story, Jacob went through a whole lot. Followed his mother for this manipulation to fool his father. If it's for you, it's for you. What's for you is for you. No one can take it away from you. Hallelujah. Just pray and praise God for those blessings. God will protect what he has for you. And one of the things many of you do is tell everybody your dreams and your visions. Don't go away running around like some mad person telling, oh, I had this vision. I used to be so stupid like that, but I don't do that anymore. And so we need that spirit of discernment. Before people hear that God's getting ready to bless you with this and bless you with that, they manipulate and prolong those blessings. It's not denied, but it will be, it mostly is delayed. It comes in so much, and sometimes when God blesses you, if you don't receive it, someone in your generation will receive it. But then you want to receive that specific promise, that a special promise that he gave you to be manifested in your lifetime. He doesn't take away his promises. If there's a lot of manipulation and you don't receive it, maybe your children or grandchildren or the generation, because it's a blessing. When God blesses us, he blesses us for a generation. But maybe he said, this is a blessing for this so-and-so to receive now. Not for the next gen, not for your children or grandchildren. Maybe it's a blessing for you. Be careful how we do things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue tomorrow because I want you to kind of understand what God is saying. Number one, be careful of eavesdroppers. Wherever you're working, be careful. Eavesdroppers rely on your name. God is speaking to someone and lying because they want your job. Or they want your boss because they see that the boss favor you and like you. And so they were manipulated and lied to the boss. Eavesdroppers are liars. Eavesdroppers are liars. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And when I'm talking about those evil ones, the evil ones, there are some eavesdroppers. When they eavesdrop, they are your friends. Is to not to manipulate your destiny, but we don't know about the evil ones. The evil ones that will lie on your name. The evil ones that will try to manipulate. The evil ones that cause the confusion in your family right now. Maybe you have a friend that you speak to about everything going on in that time in your family and things that are bothering you. And the, and these, some of these eavesdroppers tell bearers, and it will speak to your brother and speak to you and try to manipulate and cause confusion in your family. Eavesdroppers are nosy, very nosy. They want to know everything about you. Be careful. Hallelujah. Eavesdropper may manipulate you. They will come just like Satan did to and then God said, your mouth. In Africa, they said, pick your mouth. So they can hear your whole thing, and then they mess with you. And then they smile with you. Deceitful, evil. They got these evil eavesdroppers. This is what I'm saying. Be careful as you go through this week. Be careful. There's eavesdroppers. And you yourself don't be an eavesdropper. Hallelujah. An eavesdropper. I want you to know that God is listening to you. Even everything you're doing, he sees and he knows. You cannot touch what God has blessed, but you will receive that punishment from God because you tried to manipulate God's plan for someone's life. Be careful, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Don't tell your dreams. Unless the Lord says to say it, keep it quiet. Hallelujah. Keep it quiet. Hallelujah. Some eavesdroppers are good. I remember we were so excited for my son coming out and very excited. Sometimes we get excited and we run our mouth prematurely. And when you start running our mouths prematurely, the devil get a, no, that child is not coming out. So the devil hear it because of what we're calling our friend. Oh, guess what? ABC, my child is coming out. Guess what? We're repeating because we're so excited. And sometimes you get excited and you tell the wrong people. I mean, I've done that. Excited. Guess what? And we're excited because we think everybody would be receptive. That's the person who's supposed to have been praying for you and your child. You don't even know if they were praying. They were wishing worse for you and your child behind your back. Sometimes it's your family member. Hallelujah. But we have to be careful. And I was excited and then all of a sudden, there started to be, I ran my mouth and oh, I'm so excited. My son will be home. I was excited. And then all of a sudden, the process starts slowing down. And there's complications. I started coming in. And I said, oh, my God, I thought this boy we should be released by now. And it started to get bigger and bigger and bigger and just paperwork and all kinds of stuff. I went to God in prayer. And my son, too, he was telling everybody, oh, I'm going to get out and this, that. He was running his mouth. I'm running my mouth outside. He's running his mouth inside. His sister's everybody excited, running their mouth because they're so excited to see that he's going to be released. And we started getting into some technical glitches, because you get into those things and the enemy now got a wind of what is happening. And he's trying to slow it down or stop it, really. So I have to go into prayer, deep prayer, and ask the Lord what's going on. And the Lord said, you should not have said a word. You let the enemy hear the plans. And I had to go to God and say, Lord, I pray for mercy. Forgive me for speaking so early. Forgive my child and forgive my family who were so anxious. We made a mistake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Take preeminence over this situation. So we prayed, and then the Lord said to me, yes, this time, after a few months, things going to change, but keep your mouth shut. Don't say a word. And tell your son while he's in there, I'm going to do, but tell him to be quiet. Don't say a word. Well, I know in my son, he got a big mouth. I said, oh, Lord, I don't know how he will be quiet. And then I said, I asked for mercy. I didn't talk about it. I didn't say anything anymore. So I said, Lord, you know, you got to talk to him so he can say a word. And so God took care of that situation. Hallelujah. King came. God just did it suddenly. Hallelujah. Let us be careful of eavesdroppers. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this word this morning. Even as we go through this story, oh God, you actually taken us to Genesis 28, but you wanted us to see what is happening in Genesis 27. So, Lord, forgive us for running our mouths, telling all our business, our dreams. Have mercy, Lord. Some of our delays have been because our own mouth, we're using our own mouth to destroy ourselves. Lord, forgive us. Some of us do these things innocently. We don't even know there's enemies in the midst, but Lord, have mercy. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Bring down your mercy that all your plans and promises that you have for our lives come into fruition. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your glorious reign. Let your fresh fire fall upon us. Renew our minds. Transform our ways as we walk with you in truth, and we worship you in truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by you. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to be with us, guide us, teach us, lead us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let your kingdom come, O God. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Father God, accelerate your blessings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, give us your wisdom. Help us, O God. Seen and unseen, known and unknown, we cast every plan of the eavesdropper, the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, those evil, satanic eavesdroppers. We cancel their plans that have come against our lives and our destinies in the name of Jesus. We come against every evil manipulation and collaboration in the name of Jesus. And help us to not voluntarily give information that we're not supposed to voluntarily give on ourselves that the enemy is using to destroy us. Oh, God, help us. And so, Father, we thank you for your mercies that you every morning. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for helping us in every area, helping our children. In the name of Jesus, keep us hidden in the secret place of the Most High. The earth never swallow us, our ministry, our destiny, in the name of Jesus. Let the earth support us and you. It's increased to us by all means in the name of Jesus. Let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Make us, O God, to walk in the high places of the earth fields in the name of Jesus. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. In the name of Jesus, we command our blessings side to the earth to be released in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be opened up this day in Jesus' name. We bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every hindrance in the spirit preventing our heavens from opening in the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly, unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon us. Let your good hand rest upon each and every one of us this morning and every day of our lives. On the open heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our lives in an unprecedented dimension in the name of Jesus. Release a torrential overflow of your rains upon our lives and minister today in Jesus' name. On the open heavens, grant us open revelation and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens come down and visit us, O God. Let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in all seasons in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We see all the prayers that we pray with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So today, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you pour out your fire on us. Pour out your spirit on us. Yeah. Father, let your glorious rain fall on me. Hallelujah. Let me walk in your glorious blessing. your fire.